21st century chamber music is the focus of this installment of Art from the Ground Up, 90.5 WESA's series looking at small, independent, innovative arts organizations in the region. Even visiting a rehearsal, it's inescapable that the Black Orchid String Trio is such an organization.
Absolutely. We're new musicians, you know, and we do play classical music now and again, but, you know, part of, I think, a contemporary performance especially is to present it in a way that classical music isn't standardly presented.
That is cellist Rachel Smith. On a hot summer evening in Squirrel Hill, with open windows providing some welcome breezes and a bit of traffic ambience, I sat in on a rehearsal to find out about an interesting musical group and an often under-recognized component of our city's arts community. Amber Rogers plays viola and is the director of the ensemble, and she draws a contrast between a Black Orchid String Trio performance and the way chamber music is typically presented.
There's also sort of this implied sense that if you as an audience member don't like the piece, that you're somehow intellectually inferior, and that really bothers us. We think it's crap.
They do have some attitude. The Black Orchid String Trio is comprised of Ms. Rogers, Rachel Smith, who plays cello, and violinist Jennifer Sternick. They all enjoy a challenge, but as Ms. Smith explains, what really motivates them is a chance to share the love for and expand the audience of chamber music.
I think we always try to challenge ourselves. We don't really want to make anything too easy, but at the same time, we want to also make it enjoyable for everybody, ourselves and our audiences included. You know, maybe it's challenging to listen to, but if we are enjoying it, it kind of transfers.
There's an educational aspect to their performances, explaining the compositions and the instruments. Here's Ms. Sternick.
Not everybody has that opportunity, and people are often too hesitant to ask.
This group, however, actively encourages questions. Even at performances that aren't specifically designed to be educational, there's a lot of back and forth between the musicians and the audience. Here again is Amber Rogers.
They're all educational to some degree, but when they come to one that isn't a presentation about how the instrument is played, they're more engaged because they have an idea of what's going on. They're in on it.
And a lot of times what the audience is in on is rarely heard. Turns out there hasn't been a whole lot written for string trios.
I did a lot of research in terms of composers that had written string trios, and that's where we started. We actually started with the Schnitka Trio.
Explain that a little bit.
1985? Was it written? It's based on a theme, happy birthday, unlike most happy birthdays.
Any happy birthday.
Any happy birthday, really, ever.
Any chance you can give me a little bit of that?
Sure.
Do we have it?
Yeah, I've got it in there.
Much of their repertoire, however, consists of new compositions, often collaborating with the many composers living in Pittsburgh. Amber Rogers explains that this is a great city for them to be doing what they're doing.
The number of resources there are, the amount of support there is, the number of really, truly talented players and composers there are is unreal.
And as trio performers, they're glad to be adding to the canon of work for that somewhat atypical ensemble.
Those pieces are still going to exist as part of the trio repertoire. That is going to last forever, virtually as long as written music lasts.
For Art from the Ground Up at a Black Orchid String Trio rehearsal in Squirrel Hill, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.